Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, this was supposed to be a very, very crucial weekend for our producer, Rebecca, who's going out on her very first date, or her first same-sex date, I should say.
Woo! Gays.
Happy Pride.
Thank you. It doesn't have the punch without Katie with me.
But
gay. Thank you. Thank you, allies.
Me being an ally, yes.
So it didn't go exactly as planned, which I was kind of shocked by because I thought lesbians were great planners. Like, I thought they have agendas and stuff. I don't know, the gay agenda.
Aren't you not supposed to have stereotypes of people?
Sometimes stereotypes have, like, a lick of truth. You know, you haul lesbians, whatever.
Oh, now you're going to throw around terms like lick.
So our initial plan was to meet up on Sunday. We were going to go to a really cute coffee shop that I had picked out, and then we're going to go thrifting afterwards. It wasn't until mid-afternoon Saturday that both of us realized, Sunday's Father's Day.
And you did not realize that?
It's a known fact. Lesbians don't celebrate Father's Day. How could you not know that?
That is an inaccurate stereotype.
I don't know how we both didn't think about it because we had planned for this date. Like, it was all, like, great. I was scheduling stuff for the Burt Show for Father's Day. Yeah, it just hit me. And unfortunately, we both happened to love our fathers. So we...
Unfortunately. Yeah.
We couldn't make that day work, but we just pushed it to Monday, which was totally fine. I wasn't working, so it was perfect for me, but she was working. So it kind of cut our date a little short. It was sort of a speed date, which was actually kind of perfect. We met up at the coffee shop like we were planning to.
All right, listen, before we even get into that, hold on. Let's dive here a little bit. So you're getting ready for this date here. It's your very first date, same-sex date. So are you having any different feelings than you did when you were going out with dudes?
I feel like the terror was just a little bit worse. Yeah. Like, just it being the first with a woman, that's scary. Like, the pressure of a date is always really nerve-wracking for me. I don't know why, because I get there and then it's fine. But just anticipating it the whole day, I have to do, like, 5 power poses, like, in an Uber, just like, ooh, flexing.
But is it different than going out with a dude?
It shouldn't be, and
I think it's just because it's different and it's new and it's a first.
Uh-huh. Exactly. It's just the novelty of it, I think.
And were you nervous going into the date that you would be judged while you were on it, whereas with you, a guy, it probably wouldn't have even been a second thought?
Honestly, what's interesting is I think when you look at both of us going on the date, people wouldn't immediately think of us as gay. So that wasn't a thing that crossed my mind, really. Mm-hmm. If I was going out with someone who came across more obviously lesbian or queer, that is something I think I would think about. Hmm. But we're two very feminine presenting people getting coffee. I mean, it just looked like friends probably to most people. It was not romantic. So, I mean, it was romantic, obviously, but it didn't come across, okay. I think, and super romantic.
And we discussed last week that you were not going to disclose that this is my first date with her.
No.
Okay,
no.
So you did not do that.
Absolutely not. Okay. No. She had no idea. I mean, she might have thought about it after the date happened, but yeah, we showed up to the date. I paid for her coffee because I got there first, and I just asked her what she wanted.
So, are you sitting there waiting for her, all nervous? Like, I mean.
I was sweating. I was wearing a jean jacket, thank God, because my armpits were damp.
You were pitting out?
I was a little bit, and I was wearing a really light colored shirt, and I was like, dear God, it was so hot. And I was like, I cannot take this jacket off now.
And you drinking coffee.
Yeah. Oh my God, the tummy troubles. Oh, I won't even get into that. Yeah, the tummy was rumbling. But she showed up. She came and sat. We chatted for give or take 20-30 minutes because she had to go back to her job. And it was really nice. We had a great date.
Oh,
yeah.
It. That's it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it because it's only 30 minutes long. I mean, we're always talking about investing time in dates that are either going to work or not. That's a great, like, pay slap.
It was really nice because it was like we got to kind of really get like a probationary, just like look-see at each other. It kind of felt like
look-see.
Yeah, I don't know, because it almost didn't feel very romantic at first, which I was like, is that like a problem?
Well, it's in the middle of a day at a coffee shop. Like, yeah. I don't think it's gonna be romantic. Like, that's not a romantic date.
But we do have a second date set up, and okay. It's gonna be more romantic. It's movie and like drinks.
Okay,
nice.
All right.
So that's at night.
Yes,
who initiated that? You or her?
I did.
Okay.
I texted her after the date, like in the evening. And I was like, I loved that. We both like movies. We talked about that. Let's do it again. Let's go see a movie.
I think this should be more standard. Yeah. 20-minute first date. I like the idea.
What's
right?
The win?
Because, and if you're forced to leave after 20 minutes, then you're going to be yearning to see each other again. And if it sucked, you already knew that in the first 5 or 10 minutes. You only got to waste another 10 minutes of your life and never have to see him again.
Yeah.
It should be standard.
Yeah, for sure.
So when is it all set up?
So this is going to be this weekend.
Okay. You check the calendars?
I probably should.
The Burt Show.